Well, in 1995 and 6, the government shut down twice for a total of 26 days, as then-President Bill Clinton fought with House Republicans led not by a freshman upstart like Ted Cruz, but by then-House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Republican Bob Dole led the Senate. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers were furloughed. The cost rose to $1.5 billion, according to the Congressional Research Service, before Republicans let go of their side of the rope in this political tug-of-war. Former South Dakota Democratic Senator Tom Daschle was Senate Minority Leader then. Senator Daschle, welcome.
Thank you.
And the New York Times wrote a piece this past weekend. They quoted Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, the Republican, as saying, "I'll buy you a Coke Zero if you can tell me what that government shutdown was about in 95. What was the issue? Nobody remembers." Is that true?
I don't think it's true, actually. I think that everybody knows exactly what it was about. It was about the budget. And that's probably the single biggest distinction. This shutdown has nothing to do with the budget. It has everything to do with the Republicans' desire to use the continuing resolution and the debt limit as leverage to stop the Affordable Care Act.
Others have pointed this out as well, that in this case, this is a law that's already been passed and upheld by the Supreme Court. At that time, the first shutdown had to do with congressional demands for balancing the budget within 7 years, but then they agreed on doing that and then disagreed on how to implement that agreement, and so there was a second shutdown. What was your sense of what that felt like in Washington at that time?
Well, for me personally, it was quite an experience. We spent a good part of that time, I think 10 or 11 days, in the Oval Office, literally negotiating with the president, the vice president, and the director of Office of Management and Budget at the time. But it was the whole city shut down, but at the same time, people started to appreciate what some of these things that you take for granted that weren't happening then really meant in daily life.
Well, be honest, though. How did you view it as a Democrat at that time? I mean, it ended up blowing up in the face of the Republicans. But did you know that was going to happen?
I think there was a general feeling that we had public opinion on our side, that it was the Republicans who were much more willing to be publicly supportive of a government shutdown. And then there were other issues that the speaker in particular was involved with, including a flight where he got off the back of the plane and people were blaming and some of it on just that.
Let's explain for people who weren't around then. I'm looking at a cartoon on the front of New York's Daily News at the time, and it has a huge caricature of Newt Gingrich, a cartoon drawing of him as a baby with a baby bottle, and the headline is "Cry Baby," saying that Newt Gingrich said that one of the reasons he wanted the shutdown is that President Clinton had made him exit from the rear of Air Force One when they'd gone on a trip?
That's correct. Yeah. And I think it was a total miscommunication. I don't think anybody forced him to go down the back steps of the plane, but regardless, he was attributed as using that as one of the reasons he was becoming more and more intransigent.
Well, you talked about what it was like to be negotiating with leaders. That's another huge difference. That's not something that's happening now. Talk about the role of Senator Bob Dole, the majority leader. How different was it then that this leadership was enforced from the top and not, as some were saying today, from a new freshman like Ted Cruz?
It's a huge difference. Bob Dole will forever be in my Hall of Fame for a lot of reasons. And he was majority leader and I was minority leader at the time. And you knew he was speaking for everybody in his caucus and nobody defied him, nobody challenged him. I think because of Bob's leadership and his feeling about shutting the government down and how wrong it was, it had a huge influence on the way Republicans ultimately looked at it.
What advice would you give to Republicans today, given some of the things that were unexpected? I'm thinking of suddenly there was a snowstorm and all the workers had been furloughed. Nobody in Washington could get around, and this got blamed on the Republicans. What might you advise them that they might not be anticipating?
Well, there are always amazing unforeseen circumstances, and there will be some this time. We don't know what they'll be. We do know that an even more important element is coming soon with the debt limit, need to extend the debt limit on October 17th. So you've got a very serious series of complicated and very, very problematic economic matters that, if not addressed, could create a situation equal to, if not exceeding, the problems we experienced in 2009.
But on the other hand, Senator Daschle, Democrats playing a bit of a game here as well. Republicans feel the Democrats could have come back on Sunday after the House Republicans passed their first bill and taken up the bill sooner so that we weren't so up against the clock. That many Democrats are not compromising in part because they want to see the Republican Party be blamed for a shutdown.
Well, I think the Democrats' motivation is pretty simple. We're a country of the rule of law, and the law that was passed ought to be adhered to unless we change it. But the way to change it is to go through a process by which you have hearings, debate, amendments. You don't hold up the good faith and credit of the United States or all of government functions in order to get your way. That isn't the way you legislate. What's next? Social Security, Medicare? I mean, if you once do this kind of approach to legislating, who knows where it can lead? And it's a dangerous precedent. Sends all the wrong messages to countries around the world.
Former Senator Tom Daschle, a Democrat of South Dakota. He's now a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
So, how's your day going? Are you feeling the shutdown, or are you trying those health exchanges? Let us know at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry. Online at brilliantearth.com. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com.